Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Trans Experience. This is Tayden.
This is Madison.
And this is LG.
So today on our episode, we are going to be talking about uncontrolled attacks and these motherfucking haters that always got a motherfucking thing to say to us. So, anyways, you girls, what kind of uncalled attacks have you guys experienced as far as our platforms, as far as your daily thought lives, anything that you guys come across?
So I haven't personally experienced anything, but I do see videos all the time of people pulling out their video cameras, walking up to trans people and saying, you don't belong here. And they're very, very brave about it. I mean, I'm almost grateful that I've never experienced this in person, but I can see it happening all the time online, and it's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just wrong. But anyways.
What we've been experiencing with our podcast, or actually with our page, is we have a lot of people coming on, trolling, giving like negative either emojis or comments. And what I replied to one of them was like, nobody invited you here. You're literally getting mad at us for something that you scroll down to, mm-hmm. that you could keep scrolling down, mm-hmm. for something that you chose to freaking look at. Mm-hmm. But then you want to get mad at me. Bitch, it's this simple. Ignore it. Swipe left, swipe right, like I said last week. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be there.
Well, I think it's funny how they usually go straight to the Bible to let us know how wrong we are, but yet they don't want to admit to the things in the Bible that we know that they do. Like, you're not supposed to mix fabrics.
Not only that.
Like, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, okay.
Not only that, there's all types of, the Bible has so many sins. Every person sins every day. Eating too much food is a sin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
As we eat watermelon right now.
You know, this bitch said that and she looked straight at me. Look at
when
this.
I'm eating my fucking watermelon.
And then not even that, like talking about your neighbor. You're not, what does it say? You
cast a stone
is being cast back mm-hmm. at you. So how are you going to be able to do that? How are you going to be able to do that? You know, because this really irks my nerve, because I had a woman come tell me the other day, like, no, sir. And I looked back at her and I said, yes, sir. And she looked at me like, what the fuck? Are you serious? Yes, sir. Like, don't comfort me. Like, I know my ID says Adam motherfucker on that bitch. But one thing you're not going to do is disrespect me.
So
because
it says Adam motherfucker?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say my real last name.
And this is what we're trying to get to. Is why is it that it's so easy for them to think that it's okay to approach someone and just be like, you are doing wrong. First of all, if you want to use the Bible to preach to anyone, that whole book, the dynasty of Jesus, literally has Rahab, which is a prostitute. It comes drunks, there's thieves, there's...
But he loved all of them, that's the thing.
And that's what I'm trying to get to. The Bible is just pointing to us that even the most righteous man falls short. Mm-hmm. So don't come to the Bible with me, because I know a little bit about the Bible, so I'm going to flip that on you.
Well, the thing is, I do it every time. You know, and I shared this earlier, like, for some reason, the Pride Month of June, I just feel extra testy, and I battle more people online than I do normally, because normally I don't interact with them because it's pointless.
It's pointless
to interact with them. But man, when pride comes up, my fucking Wonder Woman panties are on, bitch, okay? Like, I am ready to battle. Like, I am ready. And the thing is, like, I always come in with the lasso of truth. God bless you, Wonder Woman, but the lasso of truth, and that's basically just me saying, but you're not spitting the truth. Mm-hmm. You're spitting your version of the truth. Mm-hmm. And what you think God wants, guess what? None of us actually know, because the Bible wasn't written by God. Uh-huh. The Bible was written by people that follow God, and
by
good for
man.
Them. But guess what? It's his interpretation mm-hmm. of it. It's not him. It's his actions that are being interpreted by these people. And I think that we forget that a lot of times. You know, I'm a firm believer. There is a God, there's a heaven, there's a hell. And guess what? Both are kind of scary to me.
I got a question for you, ladies. So, like, I need your honest opinions. What do you think would be the best thing? So if we do get in situations for our listeners, some people that are trans, you know, non-binary, whatever, what do you think our best outcome is to do as far as when we do get attacked by these people. I mean, I know sometimes people don't like to say anything, mm-hmm. but then mm-hmm. we do have those ones that do say something. Mm-hmm. Is it a good thing to do, or is it a bad thing to do?
I think we have to remember, though, the people that are coming up with these videos and attacking other people on camera are the ones that you're not going to get through. You're not going to speak any sense to them because mm-hmm. they are so set in their belief system that it's almost not worth your energy to argue with them. Mm-hmm. However, I don't believe that anyone should sit and take it. I don't. I don't think it's worth the fight, but there is no reason for you to just sit and take it, mm-hmm. you know?
My take on that is, and I've always said this, and this bitch is going to laugh, but mental health. The reason I said that is because today I'm in a stage in my life where I don't need to argue with nobody. I'm not willing to waste my time nor my energy on someone that is ignorant and wants to stay that way. I really haven't had any experience when someone comes up to me and attacks me. But I know that for myself, whenever I'm faced with an altercation or an argument, I walk away from it. You know, I'm like, you know what? You're right. Let me walk away from you. Because here's the thing, like, I'd rather keep my peace than to argue with somebody. Now, if I'm trying to walk away and you're chasing me, now that's a whole different fucking monster. Because if I walk away from you, it's not because I'm afraid of you. It's because I know my capacity of evilness and bitchiness, and I'm trying to save you. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that I have mental health today, it's saving others from my wild fucking fire that my anger can turn into. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing with this is that people don't understand that the people that stay quiet, it's not because they're scared of you. It's because of they're scared of what they're capable of, and they're trying to save you from that. Mm-hmm. I get really condescending, and my tone gets really low. Like, I sound calm and assertive, but I'm being really sarcastic, and I really condescending to the other person once they piss me off. And I'm like, oh, really? That makes you mad? Why? Explain to me. You know what I mean? Like, I get under their skin, and that's my character of defect. That instead of walking away sometimes, I start poking at it and poking at it. Because here's the thing, there's nothing more annoying than having that little rock in your shoe that you can't get out. Mm-hmm. And I become that little rock in your shoe. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I love the fact that we're all different. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have our aspects on how we're going to do it. Because me, I'm the hood bitch. I'm that motherfucker bitch. I'm going to cut your ass right there. I'm like, because like, if somebody says something to me and it irks me,
yeah.
I feel it in my stomach before I feel it in my head. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like a chill that just goes up my spine, up my coochie bop hole, all the way up my neck to my brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel it. And once it gets to my brain, what do they say? Your energy starts getting hot up here and my head starts getting big. That's when I get in a defense mode. And I feel like if I don't say nothing, if I don't treat this here now, what could this person do to the next victim or next person that's after me? Maybe they could hurt this next person. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, I just either I can say it to them in the nicest way, and sometimes I don't know how to do that, or sometimes I'm a bitch, or sometimes I'm just going to be that. But I feel like, honestly, like, the times that I have walked away, I regret it that I didn't say anything, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I regret it that I didn't stand up for myself, especially in a world where we feel like, what is it, democracy, or however you say it, like where we stand up for ourselves, like mm-hmm. Rosa
freedom.
Parks, you know, like that freedom. Yeah, yeah, like I feel like if I don't say anything, then I'm not doing what I need to as
exercising your freedom,
like a supporter for my system. Mm-hmm. I got the word. I can't say it for my community. I'm trying to support my community in the way that I want to support them. But if I don't say anything, it's not going to happen.
What I'm gonna say?
I get okay.
Go ahead.
I during the month of June, and when I'm wearing my Wonder Woman panties, I get into a lot of confrontations with people online. I normally, listen, I am the queen of scroll up, uh-huh. because I will scroll right past your hatred all day long and not think of 2 cents about it. But in June, like I said, I put on my Wonder Woman panties and I go to work. And that means that I spend that month basically exercising my freedom to have pride and who I am. And I'm gonna, and I know my battle's going nowhere, and I know they're just instigating it, and I'm just buying into it. But God damn it, once in a while, it feels good to get dirty, okay? And so I commend those that can just walk away from it, or even take a condescending tone like you said you do. But once in a while, you gotta get your hands dirty. You just have to. And that's, I've lost a lot of friends over the last month of June to the fact that I'm not going to take your shit this month. Mm-hmm. Sorry about it, Sarah. You know,
come back on for us
because that was her name. Her name was Sarah, and we got into it because she posted some hateful shit. But the thing was, she asked a question, and the question was, why does the trans community feel so eager to shove it down our throats? And I said, we don't shove it down your throats, actually, Sarah. The thing is, we're just living life.
Mm-hmm.
You're choosing to buy into the bullshit that's out there. And let's be clear, there's some bullshit out there that trans people are putting out there. Dylan Mulvaney, one of them. Let's get back to that bitch.
Mm-hmm. That
because
man.
They are let's spreading the misinformation. I'm sorry, but every group has misinformation that can't be spread.
Not me, you. I mean,
yeah.
Well, and that so, is a man, though.
It is. It's the worst kind. It is.
a trans Nazi?
No! Anyways, so basically what I'm saying, though, is that for that month, I take on a lot. I take on a lot of garbage, and I know that I don't need to let it affect me, and it doesn't, but once in a while, I just gotta get my hands dirty,
mm-hmm.
and I gotta stand up for myself and my sisters.
You know what, and I understand that, but for myself, what it is that since I was younger, I always had to have the last word.
Mm-hmm. What?
You know what I mean? And what that meant was
we
that
know
I
what
always,
that means.
That I always pushed back, that I always argued, that I always fought with people, that I was getting into arguments every single day. And trust me, like, I can debate a bitch like nobody else's business. Like, I'm able to do those things. And I think that for myself to be able to be in a mental state of mind where I, today, I have the freedom to walk away. I'm no longer a slave to my own emotions that I allow somebody else to trigger. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like for myself, I wasn't able to have that control when I was younger, and it led me to a lot of dark moments, losing certain friendships because I didn't know how to control it. So even to those that were trying to love me, I retaliated against, and I ended up losing good friendships because I didn't know how to control my temper. For me today, the freedom is in being able to walk away because of my emotions. Now, to those people that say that we keep shoving shit down their throat, here's the thing, there's a certain thing called an algorithm that goes into your phone and anything that you use. So if you're watching a lot of fucking trans shit,
mm-hmm.
and that's because your ass keeps on fucking engaging in them.
In the privacy of your home, on your cell phone.
You know what I mean? Like, if you watch only puppies,
the algorithm doesn't
me,
lie.
The algorithm is only going to show you fucking puppies. But you keep on fucking looking at shit that you don't want to watch, but you keep commenting and embracing in it, you know what I mean? I don't know if this bitch is trying to high-five me or raise her hand.
I'm raising my hand.
I just high-fived this bitch. I didn't know what she was doing.
I was raising my hand. I was going to say, my algorithm is cats.
Mine is dogs.
Yeah.
And hippos.
Yeah.
Mine is
wait,
naked.
Hippos.
Yeah.
That's odd.
And sharks and whales.
Really?
Oh.
Mine is just naked men.
Oh, who's surprised? Nobody.
But you know what's crazy? I watch a lot of gay men. Like, because they always...
Like,
no,
like shopping or porn?
No, no,
yeah,
like, no, like because a lot of gay men are in the
algorithm?
In the gyms a lot.
Oh.
So I've been looking at like gym, like trying
well,
to.
That's what
out.
They're called thirst traps.
Thirst
yes,
traps.
That's
yeah.
my algorithm.
Yes.
Thirst traps.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
Like shit like that.
Okay.
So,
I had no idea that you were watching thirst trap algorithms.
Yeah.
But good for you.
Slash
as cats.
Oh, I was.
Thirst traps.
I want to clap for Kelly.
Let's clap for Kelly.
You bitches are so rude.
I love
Kelly,
you, Kelly.
We love
you,
Kelly.
We miss
so,
you, Kelly.
What I want to also get into is that, I think it was last June? Anyways, so LG
last
posted,
June.
Like, it was June, I think it was. Anyways, I was trying to remember when you posted it. But anyways, so LG posted a thing celebrating a trans woman that was married that won Miss America, M-I-S-S. What does Miss mean? Miss means not married, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So she's a trans woman competing in natural woman's program, and she's married competing in a non-married woman's program, and she won. So she posted this saying, yay, good for you, sis, happy to have you, kind of thing. And I posted it with a disagreement, because I do not think that a trans woman that is married should be competing against women who are not married in a program that was designed for people that are not married against women who are naturally born that way. Because in the trans community, we have several pageants. Not one or two, several. So my question is, does this trans woman competing in a natural women's program think that she's too good for the trans community? Is she too good to show us that trans women can live healthy lives in a marriage and win pageants in a trans community? Or should I be excited because she's paving a way for trans women to compete with natural born women? That's my question.
I don't like that last one because she ain't paving no way for us with that. Because at the end of the day, we've already paved the way with pageants. And there's,
we have so many pageants.
There's brilliance of trans women that won trans positions in crowns. Our good friend Regina. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I really feel like it was on some, I want to be better than a female. Like, that's all. I can't fathom to take my mind off of other, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
But I just can't agree with that.
I was that way too, but I want to hear what LG thinks. Because LG has said in the past that you don't support trans women competing with women. However, this is the same thing, just in a different form.
Okay. So first and foremost, this is a great example of, it's not that trans experience is going bipolar. Sometimes Maddie posts some things that she agrees with, and sometimes I post things. So what we decided to do is, from now on, we're going to put bi and then our names, so you know exactly who's posting it, so it doesn't look like we're going back and forth, like, well, are they against it or are they for it?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of working with different demographics, with different minds, with people that are totally have a lot in common, but at the same time, we have so much in difference.
Well, I said when we started this, the only three things we have in common is that we are trans, and that we're in recovery, and that we want to help other people. That's the only three things we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, everything else is different. And that's why I love this. Go ahead.
No, I am a white woman, too.
You're a white woman, too?
Yes.
But I identify as a unicorn.
I identify as a 6-foot-tall Amazon.
Oh, no. I'm 5'5", 120 pounds. Thank you.
It's okay. And then we wonder why fucking Trump wants to take
we're so mentally ill.
That's mental illness. We're going to that tent, bitch. We're residents of fucking Tent City, bitch.
Our fucking name's already on that shit.
We're fathers. Sign me up today.
They said, here's your name tag.
When they
breakfast is at 9 a.m.
When they drag over the mirror, it's like, no, we like, here's the podcast. You guys said it right here. Okay, so I totally agree that trans women shouldn't compete with women in things such as sports, boxing, swimming, all of those things, because physically, we have an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's not fair. Now, I would agree with you in not allowing a trans woman to go into this Miss. The only fault there is the Miss part.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I agree with her going there, if it was a contest where every single participant had never had any surgery in her life, then I'll be down for it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those women have had surgeries. You know what I mean? So for myself, that's what makes it okay for her to join into it. I don't think that she's doing it from her point of saying like, oh, I'm better than this, I'm better than that. Because we've had a Miss Universe, I think it was from Spain, or I forgot where it was, that was in that pageant as well. I think that it's allowing us to step into new roles, but I don't think that we're doing wrong by doing that. I really don't, because if it was a natural, like where all women that are participating are natural and all of that, then yeah, go for it.
So hold on, me and Tay both want to talk, so go ahead, Tay.
I honestly think that it doesn't take away, it doesn't have nothing to do with being natural. I feel like it's just the fact that, like, because, how do I say this? Because it's like, I respect it more because it's all a woman thing. I respect it more because if it was a man's pageant, I'd expect it, I would respect it if it was just a trans pageant. You know, like, or you go to like a little elementary school and then there's little elementary kids doing their pageant. It's the part that what gets me is like, you knew what you were getting yourself into going into this pageant, knowing that you were already going to stir up some controversy. You already knew this. This is not even, because they don't do that normally. You know what I'm saying? So yes, she could have been paving the way, but at the end of the day, I really feel like you were taking the shine away from natural plastic girls, whatever. Whatever, girls with surgery, you
yeah.
took their shine.
Well, see, and the thing is, it wasn't about the surgeries. It had nothing to do with the surgeries. Nobody brought up surgeries. The fact of the matter is that this trans woman was born a man, just like the rest of us were.
Maybe she's a hermaphrodite.
Well, good for her. But the fact of the matter is that trans is trans, and we've already discussed this, that trans women are not born real women.
Mm-hmm.
There's fundamental things that the body does that we can't do. So I think that with that in regard to that, this trans woman has plenty of areas to shine
mm-hmm.
as a beautiful trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have had more respect for her if she would have used her ability to be that gorgeous on stage and have that much stage presence for us to see that, hey, this is a great thing because she's doing it. She's married. She's in a happy marriage. She looks gorgeous. Like, nothing's going to take that from her. But where's the gray area?
And I want to bring this up. So if you look at RuPaul's pageants
mm-hmm.
that he has on TV,
mm-hmm.
you don't see no women's on there, though.
That's what I'm saying. Now, can a natural-born woman come and compete in a career pageant?
Please join us next week for the conclusion of Unprovoked Attacks and Miss Maryland USA 2024. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.